Welcome to Happy and Unhappy Sundays, and you are now in tune into WIPS Radio. Oh, the station where you're at, leave the stuff in the face and not doing it behind. Wham, boom.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile. It's the holidays, and the big wireless companies are busy spending billions on advertising. At Mint, we're not into wasting money, so we bought this spiffy stock footage for $500. Our footage also came with another hand, so we can let you know if you switch to Mint, you'll get 3 months free on all of our plans, even unlimited. Feels like that deserves an exclamation point. Whoa, easy. Easy.
How hard is it to catch a crispy, flaky fish? Depends on how patient you are and what pocket you keep $6 in. Arby's fish sandwiches are now 2 for $6 and part of Arby's everyday value. Arby's, we have the meat. Arby's didn't invent the slider. We didn't even invent the sandwich. But we did invent Arby's. So in a way, you're welcome. Arby's, we have the meat.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh. I'm glad the week is over.
need to get away. Go home and throw my clothes on. Come get you right away. Can't wait to see you looking lovely. I hope you're thinking of me. Cause all I want is time with you. And don't need nothing more. So
super world of my own. nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Thank you. together.
We're made to live together.
I need you to be synchronized, to be together. I need you to. freestyle off the headpiece. Sometimes I don't even know if I could get a piece. Peace of mind, a piece of land share. That mean I always gotta share something. Share something, keep busting. Everybody just wanna assume something, but they don't even know what's going on in the discussion. What's really what the fussing? So many people that's just getting caught up in the world. As I'm just looking, I just look at the world from a different angle. As I see it all dangle, like a chain be dangling. Everything is just hanging, like my balls keep hanging. Everybody just see me, I'm just gonna keep swinging. Keep doing it, keep on the pressure. See me just doing it. Everything that a nigga just leave him musing. Everybody just say that it's always just gonna leave him bruising. Bruising, no refusing. Yeah, it's like I'm just blowing fusing. Everything that nigga see me just lose it. All I need is one time, one place, one shine. Everybody just say it's going for one time. As I spit, I go off the old rhyme. What I was based on, what am I placed on, what am I gonna react on. As I just go and I rock on, everybody just see me, I'm just gonna rock strong. Everything, yeah, I just gotta hold on. Gotta hold on to every discussion, everything that is gonna repercussions to an action. As I just spit with no acting, no acting. Everybody just see that it's just going like it's just been stacking. Keep it going in the place. Everybody just say, yeah, I'm coming at your face. Just like a screwdriver, like I'm about to just plow inside of your face. And yeah, everybody just see it ain't no replacing. Like I just going and I'm just gonna put the hammer down. Everybody just see me just spread it around. As I go spit straight rounds, straight knock them down. No hook to the beat because I always gotta talk on it. Everything that I just gotta speak on it. Yeah, they know it's always pressure on it. So much pressure that I take in and I blow it out. Yeah, and just let it blast. Let it blast and let it last. Let it be the last time that anybody can ever come with the face rhymes. Yeah, going in a prime. Everything that a nigga just straight throwing shine. Yeah, I'm always gonna be like a diamond in the rough. As I just rhyme and it just feel like it's tough. Looking at the world, I always had to come up tough. Always had to just come and it just had to go rough. Always coming with my stuff. Yeah, they know that I'm just straight lyrical. Yeah, I just break them down. Break them down to a predicate. No, it's no letting it. Letting off like a starter kit. Yeah, I'm always gonna start it. Start it up. As a nigga just stay going with my rounds up. The round ain't up. The round has just begun. And it's going at a time. As a nigga just spit, no, it ain't fun. As I just go and everybody just feel the run. Run around the beat. Run it in its pressure around the speech. Who really gonna beat? No, this nigga just eat. Eat on any beat. All I need is one beat. Spit going at a pressure. As I spit, it ain't no measures. Everything, yeah, it's always pleasure just to be speaking. What's really going with the seeking? Leaving the holes leaking. As I go and I just peek in. Peek in and it's always going to be something that's going to be a creeping. No, I ain't no creeper. Strength shots at a creeper. If he just try to creep up. This is this nigga that's always just gonna leap up.
Dude, the cartel has got bottomless funds from pushing that spank crap. If we make an open attack on them, they'll wipe the floor with us. They must be making spank on that big boat that Curly led you to. So we got to use our heads, or rather one head, your head. I'm asking you to destroy that spank factory as a personal favor to me, Salvatore Leone. If you do this for me, you will be a made man. Anything you want. Go and see 8-Ball. You'll need his expertise to blow up that boat.
Niggas don't even know. The niggas just be rhyming all they know. They be going up there quoting. Everybody just wanna say, what is it he spoke? Did I just go in and quote? Quote anything? No, that's just going to nigga. That's just going in the way that I'm gonna go. As I go around toe to toe, as I just blast, and it's going fast. Yeah, they feeling the rounds. This is a nigga that's always gonna put it down. Plant my feet down, shake the ground. Matter of fact, shake his face. With every punch that I just bring his face. That mean I knock his head off and knock it to the next state. Then everybody say, oh for Pete's sake, why did he even make that mistake? And even coming anything and thinking that he could take. They can't take nothing. As I eat, I belch and it ain't nothing. Eat something like I just ate nothing. Eat up the beat like a muffin. No, it's just like it just got burnt in the oven. Yeah, I keep it cooking. Everybody see it ain't no booking. Yeah, what's misunderstood in? Yeah, the nigga just going, I just go and I just shove it in. Shove it in like I just shove it in their mouth until they fool. Everybody just say, damn, he done got fooled. I'ma keep feeding him. Keep feeding him, then I'ma just close his mouth up. Close his mouth up with duct tape. Everybody just say, damn, this nigga just go and I just go like a nigga supposed to go for other states. Ain't nobody ever gonna make a steak. That mean I take the beat and I eat it up just like steak. You can't make anything that you can't grate. That mean it's grating like cheese. Turn a nigga to Swiss cheese. Old school nigga, yeah, this a new nigga. No, it ain't no new nigga, but it's an old school nigga. And I come with no rules. As I go and shake the plate, as these niggas just wanna just go and holler. But you're the nigga that just always just gonna keep the dollar. Dollar flow in my mind, always looking for a dollar. The niggas gonna holler everything that a nigga just wanna just swallow. Swallow it up, swallow it and eat it. That means just taking it in. Like I just eating so much, eating so many beats right now. Everybody just want to drive in right now. Not niggas coming on the station the way they used to. Everybody just want to be an imitation. Want to be an imitation. And they just want to be a nigga that ain't even going to be a nigga that's just going straight. You just have to straighten up. How you the nigga gonna feel up? How you the nigga that's just going to kill up? Kill off everybody, and the niggas just try to come, and they just try to come around, and they just try to just rhyme on the beat. AM Fleet, this is a nigga that's always just gonna stay on my feet. Yeah, the bob and weave, and ain't nobody really gonna accept the cheese. Yeah, the nigga just on the scene. Everything, yeah, I'm gonna make them all bleed. Like I'm just gonna keep shiring holes, firing bullet holes. The bullets got a name on it. Everybody just build it, and I'm just gonna start collecting like exponents. Yeah, who the opponent? Everybody get in front of me, nigga don't want it. Niggas won't smoke, but them niggas always going with what they wrote. With they quotes, forget they quotes. I am the nigga that's always just gonna be the nigga well spoke. Well spoke or the well choke. Yeah, never don't choke. But I do choke on that good pressure. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just gonna step up. Yeah, this nigga just gonna just flow the way that I'm supposed to go. Round and round I go. Everybody just see me just gonna run around them like I'm Sonic, and everybody just say, dang, I can't even keep up with the speed because the nigga just gonna just kill the beam. Yeah, I'm just killing him, killing them. And them niggas just wanna talk about him. Who is him or who am I? I am the nigga that just gonna hit a nigga with a blind eye. That mean the nigga can't even get out of my reach. As I just go and I just go and keep everything that I speak. Everybody just wanna feel the need. Yeah, they feel the need to just go with speed. Like I just take it and I take the beat. Yeah, they know that I just go and I just fiend on like I'm just fiending on. Fiending. Everybody just say nothing but scheming. Leave them all scheming. Yeah, they always wanna scheme on a nigga. Wanna go team with a nigga. But those niggas can't even feel the nigga. Can't even feel the nigga when I just go and bustin' the trigger. When I bust the trigger, I'ma end the nigga, end his life. And everybody just say, why did you end the life? End the life because he's lifeless. Just leave him beating the sightless. That mean the niggas don't wanna fight this. Cause I beat him so senseless. Senseless, yeah, they just lost their sense. Lost their sense, they lost intense. Lost intense, everything that the nigga just passing it. Everything that I just passing it. Passing it in, passing it along, passing it off. No, it ain't no passing off. Yeah, I just took off. Like a nigga just left and shook off. Niggas get shook. Old school nigga with new schools. That means morally it's always gonna be a loose screw. Everything, yeah, they see I never lose. Fire the nigga that's always just gonna be that nigga. And I ground on the nigga. Everybody just say damn that nigga. He just go every time. Always on his rhyme. Always in the prime. Always on the shine. Always looking for a dime piece. Looking for a bad piece and always a holler. Looking to holler and always gonna make a scream for more than a dollar. Scream for a million. I got a million sticks. $1 million stick. Call that a magic stick. Yeah, she wanna just feel it. Wanna feel it inside of her. Feel it inside and she just start busting. That's the beat. And yeah, it ain't no discussion. Ain't no fussing, ain't no fighting. Boy, come to the fighting, everything that I just come and I just striking the light. And everybody just say that ain't no liking and everything. What I'm just going, I ain't the nigga. Always just gonna be, always running like a trigger. Can't stop popping a nigga, dropping a nigga. And everybody just wanna go and pop. I get a nigga that's always just gonna keep it locked. Keep it locked and don't stop. Everybody just feel me pop. As I just go and I just rock. Rock off a beat. Doing it myself. Yeah, if I gotta kill him, I'ma kill him by myself. When I kill him by myself, everybody try to come in and they just wanna feel themselves. Wanna feel themselves on their own rhyme. Start to shut down. Yeah, we shut them down. Shut down always so many beats. When we were back at the beach, that's when we were staying at the beach. So many beats come on and we just be ready to rock it. From JC Lounge all the way to Club 11. We could have did it up in Brooklyn, but we couldn't get in. It was crazy. Wasn't no living there. That means wasn't no love then. Everybody just wanted to shrug then. Everybody just wanna look and they just wanna talk then. Wanna talk now. I am a nigga that's always just that nigga to digging the foul. No, I'm just gonna go and dig it up. Digging it up, going back to the foul. A membrane, everything that the nigga just go. Everything that I explain. I am a nigga that just keep it in the lane. The beat just keep playing. Everybody just see that he stands. They stand just like this. I just go into everything. Everybody just wanna feel the desire. Yeah, it's making a fire. let it burn. I was a nigga that's always just gonna be a lesson to learn. Lesson to learn, lesson to burn. Everybody just say sharper the sperm. Sperm so lethal. Even if the tooth tied, I'd probably make a baby. It's crazy. Everybody just say, dang, it's a baby from the 80s. Yeah, I'm just spreading the babies. Making the babies with my flow. And everybody just wanna just make their own. Making their own, making it strong. That means it's always just gonna be strong and prone. They'll just react. I get a nigga that's always just gonna be sharper than the axe. Sharper than the axe, and I'm coming at the head. Everything here is just looking at it as a fact. Everything that a nigga just going this track. Just going to that. That means I'm just going like for that. Yeah, I clear their face up. What's a nigga just wanna get a shape up? Yeah, I just shape them up with my rhymes. That mean everything there. Just sharpen them down. Sharpen the rounds. Yeah, sharpen the sound. Everything that I just go and I put down. I am the only one that's always just gonna be found. Found somewhere. Found anywhere. Everywhere, everybody just say, dang, this nigga just rhyme anywhere, anytime, any place. When we used to be up in the spot, in the place, or we be anywhere, bust the flow, kick it. Yeah, we just flow just so lit there. Everything that the nigga just say, that the nigga just wanted to keep there. Nigga can't even go the way that we used to go, or the way that we go now. Niggas can't even just keep rolling, keep rhyming, keep going and everything at a time. Keep it all in the time, busting the time, busting it down, keeping it busting the sound. Keep y'all lighting it down. Old school nigga that come with a new sound. With a new sound, yeah, I'm ready to just buck them down. Buck them down, shake the town. Yeah, it's always going around. Shake it around. Got the ground shake around. Everything that the nigga just say, that the nigga just put down.
Yeah. Just broke down, just broke down. Yeah, y'all know how the sound goes. Yeah, it's the EMP back up in the building again. Man, we the dudes that now to this day, man, it's 2022. We still getting offers for 1 point. Well, put it like this, $5.10 million to sign, to be with a label or to stay independent. Man, I be representing, coming through loud and clearing. Why most of these dudes be boasting, bragging about their jewelry and everything they be wearing. Man, I'm sick of it. Man, every time I look at it on Facebook, that's what I see. I see dudes going around testing dudes' jewelry, putting a diamond test on it. Hey, is them rock real or is that fake? Man, forget it. That's the way the MR.239 rock, man. We rock, we been real. Yeah, and trust the best, exactly. He been real. We been hitting y'all with skills that y'all can continue to feel. Hey, yo, I bet you a lot of y'all didn't recognize this, man, but I paid attention to the Facebook closely. Guess what? Back in the time when Goody Mob was coming out, Tupac was wanting to join that group back before he got up with Suge Knight. Yeah, that's a little bit of knowledge to open your mind up a little bit bright. Why a lot of people don't understand at the same time, at the same note. Did y'all know? A lot of y'all didn't recognize this, but I knew this. That, check it out, that Snoop Dogg could have saved Tupac from getting killed. Yeah, I found that out by Jada Pinkett in the interview she did with Snoop Dogg. And, yo, she told Snoop Dogg that he could have saved Tupac from getting killed that night in Las Vegas. Man, all it was just a change of a pace of a way of living. Some of us got life that we have to keep choosing to live in. Like, for instance, Mr. MR.239, man, I was dealing with my second wife, and she left me, walked away, left me and my two daughters. They left me out. Some days, I'd be happy and unhappy to me. Some days, I have to go back, look at my father clip, and I look at Brother Carlin Jones and ask him, man, what was happening? What's going on with me? What's going on with my life? Man, why I gotta deal with is, man. Second wife walked away from me again. A little bit wilder than the first one did. But this one is kind of crazy and critical. Cause this one right here put me in a situation that diseased me up. Made me feel like the stress started taking hold of my body. And but I done went back on that vegetarian type of scale across my body to keep me stronger. While most of these dudes out here don't understand, yo, that's why they am. Keep your hunger.
Keep them hungry. Matter of fact, keep feeding them. Keep feeding them until he can't eat no more. Fuck. Let them keep eating. That means keep eating and eating and eating it more. When they're eating it more, they're seasoning poor and everything. That the nigga just going there and just going to eat them boys. Eating them boys, that means I'm just going to make it all boil. See them all spoil. Everything that I'm just going to cover in aluminum foil. Matter of fact, set them on fire with aluminum foil. Everything, yeah, it's gonna go to the max. Everything that the nigga just say, that the nigga always is gonna be that nigga looking back. Going back to what my fans said. Niggas wanna just see if their jewelry real. If the niggas real, everything they ain't even gotta talk about their kids. Niggas that kill, niggas that they wanna kill. Exposing itself, exposing itself on their rhymes. That means we ain't even gotta expose anything. We can expose our wealth, wealthiness. Everything that is just on healthiness, healthiness with our rhymes. That means we got the voice that'll knock them down. As many, they just running out of breath, running out of stuff that they left. How you know, nigga, that's always just gonna keep it another step. Niggas wanna step. Niggas wanna just say that they just wanna go itself. Matter of fact, they can do it itself. Nah, you can't do it yourself. G-O-D, that's what's gonna help. Help all to everybody. As I just go and I spread the knowledge. Are you the nigga that's always just gonna be the nigga pulling the violence? Pulling the violence, leave a nigga silent. That mean a nigga just saying that they just wanna go and they just wanna describe it. No, they can't describe it. Are you the nigga that's always just gonna go with a nigga flow? As I just killed it in the nigga and I make it go on heads or tails. That means heads they live, tails they die. Everything, you make them all die. It lands. Now they see that the nigga just go outstanding.
And he went two-faced, so most of y'all fake rappers leave y'all sitting around wondering who coming back in, make you feel like, yeah, we be burying you under it. Call me the mortician, like I said before, on that funeral track, because, man, I done seen a whole bunch of situations, and it's just like I'm sitting around and I'm looking at all the people that got me sometimes mourning about situations and circumstances that I shouldn't be mourning about. Like today, as a matter of fact, I took off some of my father-in-law and my mother-in-law type of pictures off my wall. Because I think it was time for them to go back and return and go talk to their daughter. Because she done lost her mind. Maybe she somewhere strung out on drugs or maybe doing God knows what. Man, all I know is I got two little daughters that sometimes, and they be in their mind sometimes wondering what's going to happen. But I got to play superhero. Yeah.
And that's when we come in. Everything that the niggas didn't know did. We superhero niggas. We in the type of niggas that'll just take it. That means we just take it and we just put it in our hands. Take it in our hands and stand. Everything that just go on the land. Are you the nigga that's always just gonna look at the band? And I don't even own no band. That means niggas wanna come with the band. Wanna come with groups. Wanna come with posses. Wanna come with troops. And wanna just say that they just wanna scoop.
Best Spectacular, it's always a pleasure to have you to come through. Because it's like, y'all see what happened earlier? Like, my lieutenant, the reason why he called not triple lieutenant, but quadruple lieutenant, is because I can get on and I can tell that man before the session began that I'm going to be eating and I'm going to let him rock to some beats. And he don't ask me how many. It's just I keep him coming. And he keep going. Know what I mean? And it's definitely
that's
always.
That's the way it goes.
It's always a pleasure. I mean, what I'm just saying, though, that's the reason why. That's the reason why I brought it back to the old film. Merc 79 talked about it a few nights ago when we had that one session, and he was like, "It's time for us to bring back the old film we used to have." And so here's the thing: I want to share this, and then I'm gonna play another beat. Okay, I was sitting. You know how you be on Facebook? I don't know if you got that yet. That man, what mix CD we did that had that one on there? Say the one that was done in 2018. You were sitting back smoking, listening to. You remember that joint? And it said, "Let me see if I can remember." Yeah. So they shared a memory on Facebook now, and it was with you blowing your smoke and that 2018 joint. Say what? Do you hear me? Bess. Yeah. Is everything all right? All right, but you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? With you sitting back chilling or whatever. So they shared that. So I got to share it on your other page. But they shared it, and it was just with you listening to the mix CD joint. Do you hear what I'm saying? You were just playing a mix CD joint. It wasn't really that loud. They brought it up as a memory. And it was like you said, you said, man, that take me back. But, man, we was just going. We was just smashing. You know, the one what I was singing on and that one, I forgot what one it was, but we was rhyming off all them them industry beats just slaughtering. You remember? But that came up because I was sitting here like, you know, February is about to come. You know what I mean? And today is Happy and Unhappy Sundays. And see, I changed it from Holy and Unholy Sundays for a reason. Because this is a new year. And I was like, you know, I don't want to say that what it's doing, what it was last year. You know what I'm saying? So I brought a new thing. And I was like, happy and unhappy Sundays. Because somewhere somebody's unhappy, somewhere somebody's happy. And not the front, but I had a good time at church today, and we having like the missionaries fasting thing, where you got to fast, and you know, some people can fast for 40 days or whatever. But I mean, with me taking all the medication, I really can't do like the fasting like recommended. But I mean, I consider that it's kind of cool because when I went to sleep last night, I fell asleep on the radio show. I fell asleep when the radio show had started, and I didn't wake up until about like 12. You know what I mean? So I got up and I stayed up the whole entire day and went to church. But before I went to church, I had fasted a minute. You know what I mean? Which I didn't know what today was actually that day or whatever. But, I mean, you know, and then so, like, when I got back here, I started thinking about stuff. And I ain't going to front, man. I poured out a little bit of Waterworks, man, because it ain't easy getting over a second marriage that you put everything into. And it was ever since, like, 2015. And then all of a sudden, the person decides that they don't want to be with you in 2021. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they did you and your daughter's bogus mode. So, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, so, you know, I mean, I was here, and you know what I mean? And, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really had no rest. So, you know what I mean? I started thinking about stuff. But above all of that, man, you know what I mean? I'm good. And, you know what I'm saying? I looked up at the radio show and I seen your phone. Your number was right there because I was playing that music while I was playing that music. So who ended that, you or me?
I think I did.
You sure? Yeah, because you were still rhyming. All right, well, let me start this one off and you can pick up where I left off. Hey, man, big up to the roots, man. Rest in peace to the Roots piano list too. Yeah. Yeah. A.M. Fleet in the building. I remember when they came out with this, they had on them Converse. You know what I mean? You remember that back in the day? They was walking through.
Yeah.
Black Thought had on them Converse. You know what I'm saying? Yo, check it. Mr. 239 representing the building with the WIB All-Stars on. Letting y'all know how we represent, man. We be the All-Stars with the right tone. When we grab the microphone, a lot of people be wondering how we continue to keep the rhymes and they keep moving along. While all you dudes out there nowadays, you don't hear nobody spitting no real freestyles on the song. Some of them you can tell if they done wrote it down, because they be trying to act like they so perfect, so much on point. But when it's time for professional spit a freestyle, you know who on point, cause we always stay on point like a whole bunch of stipes. As a matter of fact, stay on point like a whole bunch of icicles outside of my door right now, yeah, cause it's a snowmore, and I'm living up north in the mountains, so I stay on point like the Mason Triangle on the symbol of the Mason Triangle of the mountain. Well, y'all wanna think y'all can stop us, man, we moving through the sky like a whole bunch of ninja stars flying and traveling. Matter of fact, you want a whole bunch of arrows come across the game and make you feel like this a dagger going straight to your brain with an MR.239 left inside of your brain cell. AM Fleet at the back of it. Nothing but your medulla oblongata coming out. Passing off the best back tackle so you can finish it up.
Yeah. Stay on point. Just like anybody can't even get the point. That mean everybody just wanna get the prick. Stay on point like a knife in a screen movie. Everybody just wanna get screen moving. That mean, yeah, they just gonna run. Let them all run because we come with a ton of blades. Blades in our lyrics, that means we just ready to shred them up. Shred them up like a pig. Everybody just see them get sliced. Everything that a nigga just dice. It ain't never nice. I am the nigga that's always just gonna be the nigga that's just gonna eat some rice. Eat some rice and eat some potatoes. Eat up the beat, that means eat when I say so. Everything that the nigga just say, that they just know that we always just gonna step on toes. Yeah, they know that we always all stars. Everything that we always just gonna go far. Yeah, the Converse.
Yeah. They don't fit in the building. So y'all don't want to Converse, because we the dudes that make you feel like your whole lungs and your tongue get burst. We're burst. Y'all remember that drink by the name of Surge? When they shook it up and then that person took it and their body burst in pieces. Well, check it. Me and the AM Fleet start attacking y'all like the machines did back in the past. You know the soda machines and drink machines. When the person goes to the machine and they start throwing the cans back at them, that's the way we represent coming back at ya. Make you feel like, yeah, we smashed ya. It didn't leave everything splitting across your head much. Yo, better yet, split their head like a melon and shake them up like a little bit of gelatin. Most of these dudes out here don't know the way we be representing. Got them most of the dudes feeling like they want to start dealing. Yo, we chop you up like a whole bunch of meat in the delis. Forget it. Y'all want us to come at y'all, man. We come with a fresh flow to stay fresh like produce. Y'all get it, fruits and vegetables.
Oh, shoot. Feeling like I just missed a phone call. I guess I just call her back. That was wifey. Damn, I ain't even think I was gonna have wifey back again. But it's always nerves with a life of sin. Yeah, got caught up in sin. Like I got caught up again. Everything that I just rhyme again, back to back. Everybody just see that it ain't nothing of fact. That I just thought back. As I just look back, pressure back. Everything that a nigga look back. I get a nigga that's always gonna get back. Get back and get black. That mean I get back everything that I lack. Everything that we don't slack. Yeah, we always had to pick up slack. and kill the beast just like that. Kill the beast like that. Okay.
Come on.
Pick up where I left off. Everybody just say that they want to step off. Yeah, they better just better not step. Because the nigga always is going with the reps. That mean we always is going to keep it in our step. Everything that the nigga just saying that I'm always just going to stay to the left. Walking to the left, walking to the right. As I step with my right, my left. Or when I just punch with my right, my left going to steal you, leave a nigga stunned. Yeah, leave him home. Everything, yeah, I'm just gonna hang him up like a hanger. Everything, yeah, the nigga just wanna feel the banger. No, the nigga just gonna slang us. Like I'm just going back to the way that I used to be. I said I need to get something off. And niggas wouldn't even let me get it off. Niggas ready to take it off. Niggas ready to take it away. They was ready to just take anything that I was just trying to display away. I remember when I was walking around with dope in my pocket, about to sell it in front of the side of center. Niggas saw what I had and they just felt like they wanted to take it, like niggas in the jail still trying to take a nigga dinner. So they know that I'm always just gonna look in the light. Look in, I just ride right. That means we just gotta keep it tight. Cause we know the life.
Yeah, y'all know how it is when we come through. Yo, check it. Yo, Mr. 239 got back in that hustle mode like when I was about 17 years old, man, when I was in Detroit, Michigan, and walking around the road, hanging around a whole bunch of folks. They used to give me a little something to try to move. And they was shocked in how I used to keep that animal inside of my pockets and I wouldn't go to the bush and get it no more. They was like, man, you wild, you insane, man. You supposed to just go get that from out the bush. You gonna have it on you, be dirty. Man, yo, I'm from the streets of Monroe NC. Man, where we don't hide nothing, ain't no secretly. The way we represent, we move in the streets. If we move with heat, if we move wherever we go, back in the time where we used to be, even if it had to do with females that we got ready to beat. Behind houses, or maybe in abandoned houses, maybe in the same bed with homeboys quick. While another homeboy be banging another chick, and you be banging somebody else another chick. Man, that's how we kept it on the move. Why all these dudes out here didn't understand, man? Mr. 239 been making this hustle move. Just like that when I came out with my album back in 2004. Moving around in front of the mall. Murrow Mall out in front of the entrance. Man, I've been making big moves. My dudes was looking at me, cocking that dope, putting it in my pocket quick. They started getting somebody to come at me like a security guard. Like, what are you doing out here, son? I heard that somebody said that you solicited. Man, ain't soliciting that. The way he didn't realize that I had just started copping bucks from moving my CD and plus got a business card to go do a show up in Charlotte, North Carolina at Independence Park. Out there, it still both been making moves, but man, I got a call from a Piker game. He just had copped the album, and he was like, yo, I want you to come to this place. And I was like, all right, I'll be sure I'll be getting there. So I made a hustle, use a hustle, the way to get a Mexican dude to listen to Move Your Feet. Got me up there at the spot, dropped me off out there. Next thing you know, my whole family bomb rushed the spot as I did Move Your Feet, man. And I was out there making the spot hot. Yeah. AM
Fleet. They say you making the spot hot. You need to take it somewhere. You got something that'll make a nigga hot scotch. That mean a nigga just wanna just bounce to what you got. Wanna start bouncing. Then you got a hater to come around. And a hater wanna spread nothing but the negativity. Slugger but the negativity. So I'm just gonna keep it positivity. Yeah, y'all used to kick it positively. That mean everybody just wanted to just feel me. Feel me as I spit. When I was around so many haters, they didn't even want to hear me spit. Didn't want to hear me get, didn't want to just see me. They wanted to see me quit. They still probably want to see me quit, but I keep it going legit. Everybody just want to hear the politics. Everything that a nigga just going, everything that a nigga just flow. as I just go and keep it going like a disco. Everybody just wanna just see everything pop up like Crisco in the pan. Let it just sizzle. Everything that the negative going in, I just keep it coming from the middle. No, I keep it coming from the gut.
Wham! Well, dude, this is Merc 79 in the building, and you're now in tune into Happy Unhappy Sundays, the best set tackler. You're going to take a call, dude.
Juka.
And just go see what time it is. If you're going to be able to come back, if you'll be able to come back on before 8:30, dude, that's cool. But if not, that's
Juka.
Cool, dude, because you came
Juka.
On and...
Juka.
You know what, dude? You know what, dude? I know you're not... Dude, you know
Juka.
What you sound like, dude?
Juka.
Dude, listen, dude, you... Dude, you sound like that stupid thing. You sound like that stupid thing, dude, on Loverboy when he was trying to escape out of that that woman's husband, and he went to the back of there, and I had all those little weird robots. Say, bad papa, bad papa, bad papa. Dude, you know what, dude? That's what you sound like, dude. See now, yeah, I bet I shut you up now, dude. I bet, dude, you're stupid, dude. You sound like that weird thing. Dude, you know what? Dude, don't do this. Don't do this. Dude, if you... Mark, you done made that dude mad. He sitting on there choking and saying crazy stuff. You know what, 239, dude, this always have to happen whenever I announce myself, dude. And I'm tired of this. It's getting old, dude. You know what? I'll tell you what, dude. You know what? Just stay your stupid, ignorant, silent self over here, dude, and see what you're going to get. Okay, dude? Freaking out. Mark, what was that? Dude, you know what? I'm going to tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be this right here in a minute, okay, dude? Freaking weird dude. Like, why is it when I announce myself, dude, and the session is going to end and then music about to come on, some weird freaking dude come on here, dude. I'm tired. This is happy and unhappy Sundays, dude. So I'm going to tell you something, dude. Out of here now, freaking idiot, freaking dude. Man, Mark, you tripping.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So tick-tock and keep ticking, while I get you flipping off the trip, I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger, deep in the dark with the art, to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle, he's saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Up next, Inspector Dex on the set, the rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild, sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, go flip on the next man. Cause I grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a cat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a suit? Not respect due to the 162. I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood make me up.
What? Grab my nut, get screwed.
Ow!
Here comes my style, lip style. True, B-H, but B-Y-U. To my crew with the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, baby, come on.
Yo, you better check your neck.
First things first, man, you with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slack in his mat. Come fully packed with the fat brother stack. Shame on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down. That shit is cam, you can't slam. Don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling.
Oregon. My sense that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's Morgan. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gas. Rap was a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I come with all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping ground. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all. Just live on the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is. The fuck is pros and there it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block. We don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho. Where the f*** just see that? Feeling mad hostile. Ran out apostle. Someone like Christ when I speak the gospel. Soul with the holy roll. Then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Plenty other speaking, I'll break your f***ing skin. Slain boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around a mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My planet freeze like black unemployment. Yeah, another one there. Took a genius. Take us the f*** out of here.
The Wu is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hits since I've seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Kane did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent for trying to blow up a scrub. Now that thought is just as right as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors that scared to death to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
The best protect your neck, the best protect your neck, the best protect your neck.
We don't hunt deer, but to tell you dishes from the concierge. Presidential suites, presidential treats. Brazilian models, oiling up my feet. 10 days a month, my girl pays for lunch. 3 days a week, we work out at crunch. Time after time, line after line. A stock in pieces, rhyme after rhyme. Timber Valley, San Fernando, found Q-tips wallet in El Segundo. Bobby been spotted on Telemundo with more wild cards than a Vasco Uno. That thing like propeller, my door like old yeller. Howling at the moon, my goons echo teller.
Yeah. I got my hands in the pot, 500 grand in the yacht. I'm the top man with plans with a fan on every block. Wu brand, this is every hand's hardest penitentiary rock. Now put that to your temple, the Wu simply about to drop. Insert the beam on my got that lean in my bop. What that means, top self esteem, straight cream on the top. Karate chops, similar to UFC, kick rock, kick rock. Dirty truck a pit stop, rams in a ziplock. Watch how the pit bull lock his jaws, then lock your doors. Feds rock the boards, hip hop, spills out my pores. I be raw, 4 plus 4 for 7 more. The clan rock the tours, we beat them reservoir dogs. Yeah. Yeah. Guaranteed I bang hard, I plan to leave the game lost. The rain was the devil himself, could not persuade God. My blade sharp, circle my square, I dare you brave heart. Before I leave your head in your hands, what's your name, huh? My lines get in your cells like 7 L's. Any problem I address you like I'm sending you mail. Let me do well, they'd rather see me dead than jail. But let it be my life story if they ever do tell. No, I die for what I live, a intimate connection. On that infinite reflection, that's my wife and my kids. There's a price on my lid, so now my stock's higher, shots fired. My do it tight with the kid. I'm hot as hell, kitchen with the oven on. Deck bomb, Teflon, the rap is nothing to adorn. If I'm frontin' then respond, if not, throw up your arms. If the killer bees swarming yourself, the f*** is y'all.
Entering the 36, mastering the 18, flying more chamber 6. Hands that I crush bricks, backs that I break back. This is what y'all wanted back, classical rhythm track with mathematic actual facts that weigh heavy. The universal strike and attack, dance the drunk and medley. Long axe, blade, machete, the shadow stepping engine.
It's about the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wash Jason Alexander hoodie.
That looks clean to me.
Is it though?
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. Should have been somebody else.
Be sure to get the bugs off the window.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer.
You owe Jason Alexander hoodie an apology.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
Hey, that's my face. You can't just wear my face.
My mom told me to say I'm sorry.
Give me back my face.
Am I a thing?
We didn't build them for the red carpet. We didn't build them to lend a helping hand. We didn't build them to inspire a fashion designer, an artist, or a musician on the other side of the world. It wasn't about identity or self-expression. It was just about building a pair of boots, the 10061, and working at it, and working, and working, until we didn't just get it right, but perfect. And what they're perfect for is up to you.
Have to be immortal to get my money back. You haven't been able to answer the only question that matters in Shark Tank. How do I make money?
Who are the sharks? They're self-made business experts worth billions. Kevin O'Leary is a shrewd venture capitalist who made his fortune selling a children's educational company for over $4 billion. Damon John dominated the fashion world with FUBU. Now he's the branding expert behind multiple global brands generating billions in sales. Robert Herjavec, son of an immigrant factory worker, founded one of the world's preeminent cybersecurity firms. Maury Grenier, the queen of QVC, holds over 100 patents and has launched over 400 products, grossing over a half a billion dollars in sales. And Mark Cuban, renowned billionaire tech mogul and the outspoken owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay. Family matters over everything. If it ain't family matters, everything that a nigga just go and bang. Family matters, yeah, everything that a nigga just always say that it matters. If it ain't family, I ain't with it. Everything that a nigga go get it. Go get it, cause I got a family of bullets and everybody just gonna see a nigga gon' pull it. When a nigga just pull it, I'm a nigga just do it. Everything that a nigga just go and spit to it. So much spit in my mouth, it just keep coming out. Everybody just say, yeah, it's word of mouth. Yeah, the nigga just a lot of nigga just going with the slobber. So much slobber, can't stop slobbering. like a pit bull on the chain. That mean I'm ready to bite anything in my way, any lane. Don't even call my lane. Niggas wanna swerve. I am the nigga that just throw my curve. And I ain't talking about balls. I'ma just throw their body on the curve and make it all fall. Niggas just say that a nigga don't never stall. Nigga better recognize everything that a nigga recognize from the eyes. Don't get blinded. Everything that a nigga just go and sign it. Niggas ain't even been signed yet. Why we ain't been signed, it ain't us. No, it ain't. We ain't even wanna go where they deal. Anything where they wanna go and throw any meal. They try to throw so many meals at us. Everything that a nigga just say, that a nigga just run from dawn to dusk. Me and my fam used to run so much. Everybody would be like, why did that nigga always with his family? Cause his family matters over everything. Everything where that nigga go from the brain. As I just rhyme and I'm smoking my last, that mean my last ain't got nothing else to go and sell. Nothing else to go and make. Everything that the nigga just go and break. Yeah, we been great. So they know that we always break. Breaking records. Breaking them by seconds. Breaking by preckings. Well, they just wanna feel the preference. Yeah, they just wanna just say, damn, this nigga just going with the step in. Step in. As I just go and I just reppin'. Reppin' wherever I'm jeffin'. Wherever I'm just going in and I'm just gonna step. Yeah, I'm always on the rep. As I just say that, everybody just know that. Everything that a nigga is slow that. I get a nigga that just rhyme and everybody just say, damn, he just go off time. Ain't no time to waste, so don't waste our time. When we used to be around, so many niggas used to come around and they wanna just clown. Wanna clown on the mic. Wanna just choke on the mic. I remember when we were back at the condo city. Nigga choked up on the verse and I was like, dang, let me go in and eat again. Okay, that's enough of that. Cigarette went out, so I'm just gonna attack. Everything that the nigga just going, everybody just say. The nigga, he always just say, he always on the flow. Gonna stay on the flow. Like a get on the flow. As a jam on, as a session. I hear the nigga that's just going with the inflection. No, it's a complexion. My complexion, they can't even check it. Can't even just go with anything that's directed. As the beats come on, everybody just weaving the time on. That mean they timed in. Just like when I used to work then. I worked so much. I worked so much that I literally lost my mind. Lost my mind and everybody say, where did the mind go? I guess it was just all for show. No, it ain't all for show. Get on the show and smash the show. As it just go. As a predicate go. Yeah, the niggas just know. I hear the nigga that just always just go on the road. Get my roll on. Like a nigga just gonna get rolled on. If a nigga try to come my way and he saying he's gonna blast on, saying that he's gonna blast me, but I don't put nothing past me. Nigga don't know a G. They don't know if a nigga go have a gun that'll blast me. Blast me, mind not affect, that mean cause and effect. And they just say it's all for respect. As a nigga just going, I hear the nigga that just be rhyming in the cold. We getting cold effects like my hands is freezing, cold effects like it ain't no heezing, yeah, I just come like a heathen, coming like a thief in the night, thief in the light, that mean everybody just wanna just go and steal, I know some niggas that steal. I know little niggas that steal. Little niggas that'll steal your life. Little niggas that'll steal the life. Everybody just say, damn, this nigga just grind on that just go light. Ain't nobody ever gonna beat a nigga fresh night. Fresh like me, gotta keep it fresh. I gotta keep it going with all my lyrics and everybody here torn. Like I just went on a tour and everybody just wanna come in the door. Everything that a nigga just go like I'm going to pursue. Turn into a pursuing man. Pursuing everything that a nigga just go and I'm just gonna be frozen. Like I just freeze up the time. Like I turn into Mr. Freeze with my rhymes. And freeze a nigga. That mean I just go sub-zero. Sub-zero temperatures, everything. Yeah, it ain't no hero. Everybody just wanna come in. They just wanna be a villain. Wanna be a nigga to make a killing. All I hear is nothing but a killing. Everybody wanna kill with the jewelry. Wanna talk all that going foolery. I hear the nigga that just been with the foolery. Yeah, there's two action. Everybody just say advice, camera action. Niggas better not even try to come with a faction. Everything that a nigga just go action. Yeah, it's like Jackson. Sorry, Miss Jackson. I ain't mean to kill him like that. I ain't mean to just go and just feel him like that. Going real like that. Yeah, we stay flowing like that. Know that it's been like that. As the nigga just stay rhyming, everybody just say, dang, that nigga ain't said no cuss word in his bars. Ain't said nothing that the nigga just think that a nigga just go from afar. As we just go professional, everybody just wanna feel the note. Let me get up on another scope. Put a nigga on the scope. That mean his head is lined up. Just keep it lined up and hit the target. Target practice, everything, yeah, it's been active. Yeah, they know that it's nothing but statue. Wreck the adjective. Yeah, they better recognize anything. As I just say, that a nigga just picture anything. Bring it to reality. Everything that a nigga just go and I just rhyme. Take the beat to the head so many times. Taking a beat to the head so many times. Everybody just be like, dang, the nigga just won't calm down. No, I won't calm down. The beat, when they come back, yeah, they always just say, dang, he back on now. Nothing, ain't nothing gonna go and spoil now. I am the nigga that's always just gonna go and everybody just wanna crowd around. We used to be spitting in front of people and people would come around and bring more people and everybody just say, dang, ain't nobody equal. Everybody just wanna just come around and they just want a sequel just like a movie. So many sequels is coming out this year, 2022. Everybody just wanna get in the line this year. What is the year? This is the year that anything can happen. Anything can happen and it's going imaginative, like it's an adjective. No, there ain't no adjective, no similarities, the clarity. As a nigga just going, I'm just sparingly, like eating something, just going sparingly, sparingly. Uh-huh. Everything stays so gnarly.
Yeah. Gnarly. Yo, we've been called the AO Fleet to come in and make a lot of whack rappers pause ever since they've been hearing us. Yo, we representing on trash to keep y'all going there, man. Like dude Sam Sneed told you, you better recognize Mr. 239, that spectacular back in the building on the high rise. While most of you dudes out there don't know, yo, sleeping on whack guys, surprise. Yo, make them feel like, yo, a whole bunch of fans in the crowd bow to cattle around like flies. While most dudes thought they could stop us, man. Man, we've been the ones coming through. Man, I nowadays you won't see nobody wearing too much army fatigue no more. So I guess this now, AM Fleet Man, we back in the building. Recognize us the way we come back up. Recognize Mr. 239 right now in Carolina Blue and army fatigue and Timberland boots. Still walking around stripping in my Timberland boots, but with a new pair of shoes. Calling the WIB All-Stars, because, oh man, we've been All-Stars ever since we came out. Why most dudes thought that they could stop what we've been doing? Man, we the ones that been doing this for a long time, man. We gonna feed y'all more than just a feast. We gonna give y'all a whole gigantic meal. Forget gigantic meals. Man, we gonna give y'all a buffet as we get ready to bring out everything we reveal. Why everybody thought that they could stop us? Yeah, most dudes be trying to figure out what was happening with the AM Fleet, man. We been in the building for a long time. Y'all just starting to realize that we've been coming on with these rhymes. Man, we coming strong with these rhymes. So all you dudes out there don't understand when it's time for Mr. 239 and WIB. And AM Fleet, we bust shots through your headpiece. Make all y'all drop down and fall down quickly. Thought that y'all could stop us, man. Be prepared for what's when we come through. We'll pop up the scene, making dudes feel like, yeah, y'all getting dropped much. As I catch it off and let best tag tackler continue shooting up your headpiece. Bang!
Chopping up your headpiece. Yeah, this is gonna be like every piece. Everything that we make a masterpiece. All these niggas just gonna say peace. Yeah, they better just get the peace sign, because the niggas is gonna be in another sign. That means we nothing but verbal signs. Yeah, that's the sign that we could just switch up anytime. Switch up on them, yeah, we just give them every rhyme. Dysfunctional twins, they thought that we were done, we back at it again. Everything that a nigga just go in the pen, and everybody just say, damn, the nigga just like he just came out the pen. When I used to just get in the pen, and I used to write in my mind then, everything that was coming back then, coming in my mind, that was just stretching then. Just keep it stretching back, everybody just see their life just growing thin. It's growing thinner and thinner. Yeah, everybody just say thinner. Yeah, this nigga go thin. Yeah, he was like he was fat and making current skin. That mean he turned into nothing but skin. Nothing but anything that a nigga just said that they didn't know a curse then. No, we ain't got a curse on the beat, because we leave niggas cursed if the niggas come talking about us. And when we just going on the sheet, that mean writing in the sheet in the back of our mind. That mean of everything that we just taking and we making and design. Who really feel any line of the AM Fleet? Everything that we always is gonna lead is speech. Yeah, freedom of speech. It ain't nobody stop our speech.
Yeah, that's why the AM Fleet coming in and make y'all start wondering about what we gonna put off our headpiece. Like them stories like Stephen King. Yo, sick with the beat. Hear it again and again. They turn up the beat. They going up again. They always keep doing it over and over again. Then when we get in the session, they always turn the beat back up. Thinking that that's gonna stop us. And maybe you better back up. Man, we been still ripping ever since back in the past month.
Think you better
everybody
recognize.
Feel like they getting blasted up. That's spectacular. You see what happens every time we go and take them beats to the face, man.
Yeah.
You see what happens, man. Like, for some reason, it just goes all the way back up again. And I know I adjusted it just right, you know what I mean? But that's all right. It's going to take more than that to slow us down. I got some more beats about to come. Here it is right here. Let me find it right now. Let me find it. All right, here we go. Let's go. Start off. Well, actually, I'm going to start off, right? All right, I'll start off first. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they cut me off. All right, yo, check it. Man, you know what? It's dedicated to the one that got away. Check it. I met her on a weird day. Came inside of my place when I stayed in 27th Avenue, South Apartment A, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Met her through a friend by the name Lee. He was from West Virginia. He said, hey man, I got this friend, I think you should meet her. He said, I think you and her go together making music much. I said, man, I don't know who this nigga is. He was like, let me call her up. So he called her up. I ain't gonna disclose her name much because I wanna keep that little bit private, man. So what did I do? He called her up. She came knock knock on the door. I'm like, man, it's two women. One of them slim. One of them, he was like some kind of Oompa Loompa quick. Man, I'm like, man, I hope it ain't that one right there that's real big like a Oompa Loompa. Man, I don't deal with big, fat, tall, fat, out of shape women. But, yo, if they dick with it and nice voicing with it, I'll take it. So, I have my mind and my eyes on the other one. Not trying to pay attention to it. But who would ever thought it would be the one to grab up my, what's that, was a microphone? Atomic machine, microphone type of machine, grabbed up the voice box and started rhyming, singing. I'm like, man, who is this? This must be the one he was talking about. So it really was the one that he was talking about. So I started hanging around her. Matter of fact, she started hanging around me. She wanted me to go to Marley Darcy's with her and her friend easily. So the first night I went with her and Marley Darcy's, they walked down and she was her. She was like, me and my friend gonna be just out here. And at the time, her friend and her was just trying to grab me in for their money just to get a little bit of alcohol in their system. Shout out to shot a drink or get a nigga to buy him a drink much. I never ever thought that the person had love for alcohol like that, that she would turn her back in a few years. Forget it, 5 years down the line, much. I just pushing up 2 babies out of her. They have the name and the flesh of me, like maybe kind of like maybe the pieces of me. Would it ever be true that if you would walk away from me, man, after I walked down to that Allen and OG matrimony, man, and took the ring and threw it? Yeah, yeah. It was the one that got away, man. She got away.
Okay. The one that probably would have got away. I couldn't let her go away, but she always throw me away. Almost threw a ring away. Matter of fact, I asked about a ring, and she said that I found it. So I was like, okay, that's what's up. I see that your love's here for me. So I just gotta just keep it going, G. LB, like I knew her from a while back. And she said that she knew she saw me. It was a long time ago. A long time ago. When? I guess probably when I was in the elementary. No, it wasn't no elementary. Call it the high school. But it felt like elementary, cause she knew me back then when they thought I wasn't cool. When I was going through a whole bunch of bullish. Everybody just say, yeah, it's a tip. You, that a nigga just gonna face an issue. What an issue, everybody just say that it's always somebody gonna miss you. Somebody always just gonna wanna kiss you. Or they just gonna wanna just bless you.
Yeah, it was the one that got away from us. Got away from me. Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you find out that the person you met, you know what I mean, you met them at the beach and they just got away. They left you while you was at the mountains. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, it's good. Let's go on and play this other beat real quick. Let's see if I can hear him find it. Let me hear him find it. It's Merc 79 just actually loaded it. He just actually loaded it just now. So this is a goodie but a oldie. So he just loaded it. If I can go to and find it. I don't know why he be loading beats and he disappeared. I guess that weird dude kind of threw him off earlier. Wanna throw him off because like he making it hard for me to find him. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know what happened. He tasted that dude and he must have threw him off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he always said people always be throwing Merc 70 off, man. Merc 79 off, man. They throw him off and then he get ghost. Like He get ghost real fast. He get ghost, boy. They be pissing him off.
You know? I'm glad he get ghost because it was some guy that came by. His name was Dodge Matthews.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, he sounded like that dude that played on that darn movie, I tell you that. That movie Lover Boy, Mark 79, had me tripping. He said, dude, you sound like you sound like the machines that was in the back when Lover Boy was trying to get away from the women. In the back said, bad papa. That was crazy. Mark 79 had jokes, boy, that dude was tripping, boy. And then people be pissing him off, man. They pissed him off. Now I got to sit here and search for the beat. I got to search for the beat. All right, man. I'll start. I got you. Let's start this off. Who is it on? You finished that one off again? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. In my gun, I got skills to make a rap crew run. You wanna know where I'm from? AM Fleet is in the building. In my gun, man, I spit off the blast shot. Yeah, it's the MR-4 239 blast from the last minute suggestion. Leaving whack crews blast from my last minute suggestion. Most of them didn't think that I was gonna keep coming in, blasting off shots like a zillion with weapons. Make a lot of whack crews start moving out the way and moving quick out of the way. Yeah, the AM Fleet, the back up in the building. Mr. 239 that came through and I've been letting off a whole bunch to make a whole bunch of whack crews feeling quick. Thought that they could stop me, man. When the hollow come, get ready to spit. Going like a hollow point, going through all your skin, going through your flesh. In my gun, I got spots to make a whack crew run where I am from. AM Fleet in the building. For all you dudes out there don't know when it's time for me to come through, I'm from the AM Fleet, son. You better get prepared, cause that's spectacular. Another son of a gun, get ready to pull y'all out of pieces when just a rifle black one.
Like I packed much, everybody just sort of just run. Let a nigga run, cause I'm just not gonna stun. I'm not working with no stun gun. In my gun, I got so many bullets, so everybody just wanna see me pull it. No, they ain't gonna just feel the bullet. Yeah, turn it into a bullet. Gun turn it and it just wanna just cock back. Everything that a nigga just place back. Now the niggas just know that this nigga always gonna get back to the way I used to be, and I just ran back. Let it just bounce back. Like it just got a kick that'll just blow a nigga back. Blow a nigga out. That mean everything just gets spreaded out. Everything that a nigga just go and I just ride. No, them niggas came to picture the time when I just want a gun. I can't get a gun, cause if I had one, I'd be ready to bust one. Bust two, bust three, bust four, bust five. Five more shots, more fire.
Yeah. Keep going. More fire. Most of these rat crews in the game, they done turned it fire. Man, that's the way we've been doing it in the past months, man. Don't y'all hear how Ben's back tackling any sentence and I pick it right back up from where he left off from? Man, that's how we been. That's why when we came out in the past, a lot of whack rappers was wondering, like, man, did they write that down fast? Man, let's get us a pad and pen and jot down what they saying with them facts. Making all y'all feel like we done cracked your back. Most of these dudes ain't nothing but eggs and a whole bunch of yolks inside. Call them Humpty Dumpty. Like them horrifying type of movies. A new movie called Humpty Dumpty. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I was walking through the scene of that place in the Walmart, the, let's see, electronics. They got all them horror movies coming out now. More is getting crazier. That means like Best Back Tackle finish saying much. Man, if it's time for that AM Fleet, man, we spit a whole bunch of fouls like Unsolved Mysteries. Why most of you dudes be trying to figure out, man, which one of these dudes is keep coming off? Is we coming off by hairpiece or is it something we break down easily? Why most of y'all don't understand about MR-4239, man, I've been known to kill y'all with a gun, too.
Yeah, real easy. Everybody just see that it's not easy. easy to write something down, and it's just getting in the studio and put it down. You could put it down in the studio, but then when you gotta go and you just gotta go and do a show, is it gonna remember in the back of your head? Is you gonna be able to just write it down? Is you even gonna be able to just jot it down? Or you even gonna be able to rehearse everything that the nigga just wanted to burst? Wanna just feel everything that just come off from first thought. That's what we always did in our thoughts. Everything that we always brought, everything that we was always taught, had to teach ourselves. We had to teach ourselves, and everybody just wanted to just feel everything that we always had coming from self. Yeah, I used to just look at myself, and I used to say I hated myself, because the rhymes, they just wanted to be felt. Everything that I just gonna make it melt, melt them up like lava. Let it just come down, everybody just feel the job. You know, it ain't no job, but they always just wanna just to see what's live. What's the niggas that still gonna be on point? We stay on point like a whole bunch of arrows. Arrows, that means we just going broke an arrow. Matter of fact, you can might as well call me Christian Slate. Everything that a nigga don't play. Yeah, I'm always just gonna eat it like a plate. Eating it ain't gonna make a mistake. If it's all nothing but the niggas just say that they're gonna break. Yeah, we always breaking records. That means we buffered with so many records at the beach. We were flying at the beach. Broke the computers. Matter of fact, we made the computers crash. Made them crash and made them just throw it in, and it was a slash. Like it was ended. Everything that the nigga just gonna pin it. Yeah, it's just like it's just gonna pin the tail on the donkey. Everybody just wanna just talk about the monkey rope. Everything what the niggas do when they put down and everything every show. When I used to be at the store, had so many CDs selling at the store. Everybody got locked up. Matter of fact, I did get locked up. Got locked up and I got dropped off. Got dropped off in Orange County. Everybody wanna just go to the county, but they don't even know when you go to the county, you gotta be correct. Because if you ain't correct, you'll lose your step. Lose your step, and you go and have to take so many steps. I had to take so many steps to make it back there to wherever I kept. All my rhymes that I kept. All the beats that was kept. All the beats that was left. So many beats that I just said that I wish I had. I don't even got them. I got a majority of them, but I ain't got the few that I know that I could just stay on my hustle or my flow or my everything. Yeah, it's hustle and flow. Just like Terrence Howard. Everybody just want to just get their hour. Everything, yeah, this is just a flow devour. Devouring all them gaming styles. Everything what the niggas want to talk about now.
Yeah, what they want to talk about now, yo. Put the power inside of your mouth, yo. A whole bunch of shots going down, falling down his esophagus. Why you dudes out here thought they talk to stop the way we been rocking this? Man, AM Fleet up inside of the building, jumping on top of this like a whole bunch of matches. Woo-hoo! Mr. 230, I go off like I'm going with the flow. Yeah, the AM Fleet coming back through the building. Howdy, yo! Acting like a whole bunch of dudes are wetting you down like we coming from out of Texas, bro. Yeah, the gun barrel blasting off shot. Got the doors open up. Why dudes don't understand? Yeah, got them all feeling like, yeah, the M1.239 rifle. Got my radar on top of your dome, ready to bust like I got a whole bunch of radars on top of it. Scopes on top of it. Get ready to blow your whole medulla oblongata out quick from out of the top of your dome piece, making everything split. Y'all don't know about the M1.239, man, I've been known the lyrical pistol whip. Rack crews, rock them out the game. Yeah, put the mics down before the AM3 comes through and start crawling on the top of y'all brain. Hey, am free. Yeah, that's what we put in the top of y'all brain to let y'all remember who it was that came through and shot y'all through your brain. Boom, bullets going out through and leaving a whole bunch of rain, like a whole bunch of rain and down, raining sound. Yo, shots is ringing out when it's time for us to come around. Shots is ringing, ringing, ringing down. While all y'all out there don't know what time it is, they're 1.239 coming at you, getting ready to blow your head up like a whole bunch of target practice now. Like I'm shooting a whole bunch of cans out, blasting them down. Man, I've been shooting right back. Ever since I was 11 years old, man, as I was a little child. So that means I've been rocking microphones ever since that time. When I be bringing for one more to your dudes out there, don't understand that AMP been known to keep it live.
Been known to keep it live, been known to keep it fly. That means we used to rhyme off so many beats. No one, we used to rhyme off any beat, every beat, and it's still the way it be. Yeah, the niggas wanna feel the speech. Try to feel the speech when a nigga ain't with a reach. Ain't even go with anything that a nigga just always is gonna lead a nigga reach. Now they just looking at everything. Yeah, the nigga just wanna just climb with a tree. No, they can't even climb, they can't even go with me. Cause I remember when I used to climb trees. And when I found the right foe, it was crazy, everything, everybody was looking spiteful. Matter of fact, got me whooped, got me in the side of everything. And I look at a book when I look in the file. Matter of fact, when I look at the chapters when I was a child, so many people tried to take my style. Matter of fact, in the game, they done took my style. They done took running fast, man, they just all wanna go fast. When it was me, I was just one that was going off any beat, rhyming fast on any beat. Anything what the niggas just want to speak. All that stuff, what they doing now in the industry. Nah, they can't even be. They ain't fleet. Cause we always going with our sound. We stay rhyming, rhyming. So many rhymes we put in the time. Everybody just want to feel the shine. And they just want to go and get a diamond. Want to get a diamond out of rough. Matter of fact, let me get a diamond out of concrete. I am a nigga that's always just gonna keep it street. Like I'm walking in the street, and I'm marching in the street. Everybody just wanna hear the beat on repeat. They say I just need that beat to the face. Let me get a beat to the face, nobody can replace. Everybody just say, bang, this nigga just always running off the face. Running on the beat. Any beat, come on, everybody be right, dang, the nigga eat. That nigga eat any beat. That come on, everybody just be like, dang, just come on, come with it. Everybody just wanna come with it, they can't get it. Everything that the nigga just going, I'm just gonna let it spread like a city. Like an acid rain, let it fall from the sky. Let the bullets rain down, shooting in the sky. Matter of fact, let the bullets hit them. Hit them in top of the dome. I ain't even talking about his eyes. Shoot his eyes out, I bet he go blind. Everybody just say, this the line. This the line, everybody wanna call.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody wanna call, yo, they get ready to fall, yo. He say he shot out all y'all eyes. Well, leave it up to Mr. 239 to shoot out all y'all legs and make y'all start tripping and falling down. Y'all know when it's time for the AM fleet, man. We always come through and take different parts of your body down. Yo, me and Best Spectacular been known to destroy y'all from every pressure point. We take y'all eyes out, man, and I take the rest of y'all out. And like we said back in the past, Best Spectacular said he been known to chop giants down. So that means that we been coming out with that sound to come around like a long time ago. Like I said, call me Moses. What's the prognosis? We can whack rap and fall down, man. Mr. 239, grab the microphone. It's like I got a staff in my hand. And I got the soul. With them two plates, with the Ten Commandments of the AM Fleet, man, we done came in the game, and most of y'all been breaking a lot of our commandments. But when it's time for us to come back, you know what I'ma do with it? I'ma start throwing down the stones, and I'ma smash it and make the whole earth crack open and split open. All the whack dudes that's been sinning against the WIB and the AM Fleet, and they start falling down at the bottom. Yo, Mr. 239, get ready, get rid of them. Pass them right back to God, pass them to God for an offering.
For an offering. Matter of fact, accept the offering. Everybody just wanted to just come from the coffin. Matter of fact, walk into the coffin. Matter of fact, just make their burial. Everything that these niggas just saying that the niggas just want to go and they just want to bury the flow. I bury the flow with the shovel. Matter of fact, ain't no shovel. I bury them up with my hands. Like a dog, like a gypsy, taking my paws. That means everything. I'm going to put my paws on them. Everybody just say that they just don't even want to fight no more. They don't even want no paws. All they just want to do is grab their guns. Then they just want to just shoot. I just shoot at them too. Matter of fact, I blow a nigga balls off. Then that nigga won't be able to get off. Everything that the nigga just say, dang, this nigga just gonna be that nigga that call off. No, it ain't no call off. This real type of nigga that'll just haul off. Haul him straight to hell. Tell the devil to take him, cause I got sick of him. Everybody just say, damn, that's enough of him. Everything that's just gonna go above him. Like I just go and shoot of him. Shoot him up.
Shoot them up, just like Clyde Owen, making all y'all understand that we don't change. Yeah, it's true, man. We take y'all back to the beginning of the flow that we've been doing back in the past, yo. Everybody didn't know how we represented when we got out there in North Myrtle Beach, yo. Well, let me go back to Myrtle Beach, yo. When we was going around, riding around in the Cadillac Coopersville, had a whole bunch of moving operations in the trunk, but a lot of people used to call me a kingpin as we kept on moving around, making our errands around the Myrtle Beach area. We talking about making moves, man. When we first got out there, man, we was the ones that was from the North Carolina. And we had some birds driving us around us like she was our chauffeur. But at the same time, this guy does a manager. But on that note, man, I was up in the real much. Yo, Mr. 239, that was that type of boss back then to touch. Most of the dudes didn't understand about how we kept on getting that money in our clutch coming through because we...
Okay.
Get them, dog, harder.
Okay.
Do it now.
Okay. The niggas don't even know. The niggas never change, never switch up. That means we always is gonna be the niggas that fill up. That means we always is gonna be full. Yeah, we always is gonna be done with the bull. We the niggas that's always gonna pull it off. We gonna pull the job off. Ain't nobody gonna talk about anything where the niggas just wanna go and stall off. We been straight lyrical, everybody just say, dang, this nigga just going, I just going right there. Everybody just saying they got their way. There we go, everything they say, everything that we always slave. Yeah, we always been slaves in this music, slaving our music. That means we were just making a change to everything. Everybody just wanted to come around and see that we just made our change.
What you got right now? That's what they used to say when we used to be around in Myrtle Beach, man. We was going around making moves, man. And they was like, man, you know, when we first introduced Myrtle Beach, man, to the hip-hop sound that we was bringing, man, they was looking around trying to figure out what we was bringing because we didn't. Because we kept on bringing the realness like we was bringing it from Monroe, North Carolina. So we introduced Myrtle Beach to what we was bringing up. We used to be wondering what was going on. And to one way, we found and ran into a dude that was a Haitian Jamaican. And he wanted to ride on the track with us called Currency Finale. He wanted us to take his beat that he made, and he wanted us to bring it the way that we made it, and we still freestyle off top of the old stuff we wrote from back in the past called the ancient lyric.
Best, I'll take you back.
What you got, Wilder?
Yeah, you remember that? You remember that? Know what I'm saying? Hey, man, niggas don't believe, man, that when we use it, like, cause I said it on one of the lyrics, on one of the lyrics, I said, off that joint, Monroe Finest, Monroe Izzy Finest. I said, well, we used to be in Myrtle Beach, and it'd be during bike rally or it would be during a holiday. Me and you would be taking turns running up to people's vehicles. And when we would run up to their vehicles, when we'd be stopped at that one service station where people would be posted up at, when we would go there and we would tap on people's windows, sometimes people would have guns in their hand thinking we getting ready to jack them. When we would be there with CDs, like literally, they rolled their window down, and you ran into a couple of them that had gats and was about to pull it out because they see us with suits on, or they see us with the army fatigues on. They thought we was getting ready to come and run up in them and do something to them. And they would be pulling out their guns. I try to share that with a lot of people on that one track. You know what I mean? I try to share it with them, and you know what I mean? And kind of let people know about that situation. Because, I mean, I don't know if people didn't believe thought I was making that up, but that wasn't made up, man. When we was in the beach area, man, we were running the beach. We'd be going to people's cars and have nothing but CDs. We'd be going to their cars with bags on us, on our shoulders, and on our backs. Yeah. They think we get ready to pull our cat. They be not pulling their cat out of it. And we, you come back, so like, yo, man, I went up to that car, man. They pulled a cut out on me. And I come back, I'm like, yo, man, can you believe I went up to the car, man? When we stop at the stop, like, the person pulling the gun out. I was like, no, I'm good, I'm good. And then we ran into somebody one night. What you got, rock car? Hey, what about that time you ran into that dude? You know who I'm about to talk about, the one dude. You know the one dude? You know what the dude is talking about, bitch? And then we can play this in the middle. You know what the dude I'm talking about? What did he say that was funny, man? You know the dude I'm talking about, the black dude, dog. What did he say that night when you went up to him? You know what I'm talking about. You know it's what I'm talking about. I'm not the one that said right there, but the other one.
I'm good.
but it was a comedy situation one time. You ran into somebody and it was a big black dude, dog. It's not the other one that said I'm good. It was another person. It was another one. I know you remember it, man, because we made a joke about it on a mixtape. Made a joke about it. I can't remember. But it was really, 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 really funny because we actually made a joke about it on a mixtape we made a long time ago, dude. Long time ago, man, we made a joke about it. I can't even remember what it was. But, man, we had a lot of weird situations when we would be out there selling them CDs, man. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I remember on that one joint we did, it was that one called, I'm going to play it tonight. You remember the one that said, I got something to tell you. I'm like, what you got right now? You remember that? Hey, we used to be running. Hey, see, niggas don't get it. We used to play mix CD joints and make our own skits for what the hell we had been witnessing when we be going out selling our CDs.
It's still selling.
Still making sale from it. What you got right now, man? We turn on that currency for now. Yeah. let's go, man. AM Fleet lives, baby. Who started that one or ended that one? You did, right? Okay. All right. AM Fleet lives. Pow, 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 pow all know about the M1.239 and best backpacker come through it. Be the one to bring the sound up like a whole bunch of bullets shooting up a whole bunch from a lot of guns. Yeah, call him his nickname, a son of a gun. And he got the last name of a Winchester. Call me PTSD with my rhymes because I've been known to make a dude get flexed out and run much. Run like they running a tracker when they hear Mr. 239 blasting up on my scenes when I represent Murrow NC. Yeah, when I was up in AM Fleet and we was up in North Myrtle Beach and we was in Myrtle Beach, we was making moves and we made moves always in the bee's nest. Our name went across the Foxy 99.1 up in Fayetteville. And we was making moves in Fayetteville at the festival. Why dudes out here act like they doing songs, acting like they can stop me, man, when I represented, man. I done did ball tournaments and Myrtle Beach. And me and Best Back Tackler made moves. A lot of people, they understand we came through. We made a whack cruise retreat. When we came through making moves, they didn't know about us in 2010 as we came through and made moves. And now everybody know what we came to do. Come through with the flows, and y'all know we kept it going. The Zero Squad was coming through, leave a hole in you. Blasting shots, making dudes feel like they want to fall down. Y'all know when it's time for the 239 to represent. Man, I've been coming through with that loud sound, going off like a gun from back in the past. Why a lot of dudes didn't understand, I've had a blast. Blasting them up. Most dudes be coming through with a whole bunch of trash. Get shot up, so that y'all can stop. Pow. AM Fleet live. Them the guns and shots. Pow. Boom. Get up. Pow.
Yeah. At the gun blast. Everybody just said, is it gonna last? This is it, nigga, that's always been the last. And I come with the blast, that mean the last on the last minute suggestion. When we was having the blast, so many people come around, they be running it fast. Everybody just wanna go back in the past, and they just wanna just see us just going. And we just looking like we looking through a blast, looking through a blast, and we can't believe it. Like we just like it's ludicrous. Like looking and it's looking like a woman quick. Everything that a nigga just say, man, this nigga just go and shit. Just go from the don't peace, then it's straight holler beat. Everything that the nigga just say, man, it's a masterpiece that these niggas just put on the beat. So we might as well just buy it. So many niggas that didn't wanna buy it, they act like they was on a rap diet. They ain't wanna hear it and they ain't wanna just see us buy it. Everything that a nigga just go and I just light it and I just blast it.
AMP live. Pow. Boom. Pow. Boom. AMP live. Yeah. They got us, man. From New York City. The ATL. Pow, boom. You know, we like to blast like that, yo. Word up. We did it all around, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know
that's what
I
we like to do.
The
bees, man. Yeah, that was crazy, dude. That was crazy right there. So, who was the one that ended that? You or me? We cutting up in our time. All right, well, we going to do a little bit, do one more, and then we going to go and play Currency Finale because that is a million-dollar song which went mad platinum, and it won award in 2012, September the, 2012? I think that was the year, if I'm looking correctly at the award right now. So we're going to do one more, and then we gonna play some music, man, because we got to spin our music hard. Cause we done, I done spin everybody else's music. I got to spin ours now. We done smashed it. But, yo, man, pick up for the Wu-Tang Clan. Here we go. Wham! Yeah, big up to Potter Strong. Yeah, the AM Fleet back in the building. We done the new heroes that came back while most of you thought that we was hiding. Man, we done came back and let y'all know that most of you rap rappers have turned suicidal. Yeah, most of them ain't doing that but killing themselves. Make them kill themselves like a kamikaze. Blow up their own self and then ain't no body parts left from them easily. As we burn up the scene and destroy whack rappers quickly. Man, we came in the militant type of form, man. When we came in the game, man, we was up on that bombing type of style. Talk about armor, ammunition type of style. Corman type of style. Like, swarming down on you like a whole bunch of nets and keep your ass trapped down. But most dudes get shot down.
Most of the dudes get shut down. Matter of fact, they got shot down. They got bombed up. Everybody just said damn, that's karma. Everything that the niggas just wanna talk about much. Niggas just facing it. No, they can't replace it. Everything that a nigga just always gonna face it. Yeah, they gotta just face it. Facing all the sounds that we just go from the basics. Everything that I just go like ASICs. As I just rhyme on the beat, everybody just say damn, that nigga just keep running. Keep gunning, keep fighting. Everybody just wanna go with the gun and they don't wanna fight then. So let me just switch up my style then. I just take me a gun. Matter of fact, take a gun and just bust. Bust at a nigga, yeah, if they wanna fuss. Shoot their lips off if they try to talk about us. Everything that a nigga just always just be the nigga just always just gonna be the nigga that just packing. Packing, the name never lacking. Everybody just say, dang, this nigga just always just going stacking. Stack
yeah.
My money, stack my bread. Everybody just say.
Just say. Most of y'all thought us, we came in the game, we misbehaved. Every time that we got ready to see a sentence, everybody was like, man, them dudes alive is in the game. It's like, man, we listen to their CD, man. They coming out with that live is down the sound. They too hype, they too live. Man, what's going on with these dudes out here in the game, man? They done got too slow and too soft. Yeah, because when we came out in the game, everybody had calmed down. We didn't contain to maintain to be live with a live sound. The sound was so live that you heard it. When somebody put it in their car, it sounded like a whole bunch of people was pulling ammunition out. Talking about bumpers of 15-watt speakers, 12-watt speakers, now hitting across the town. You can scream and hear everybody say, get money, get money, get bread, get bread. Word is born. You can hear people saying, all black box Demi. You can hear people saying, I torment them cold. You can hear them saying different types of things like when uh-oh came in, the spot came in, he said, yo, you can call us the ones like Greek God out in our mind is touched. And then you can hear it back in the past when Bones was coming up, Haitian Jamaican, by the name of Little Haiti, coming out saying that, what I've been doing, I'll tell y'all what I've been doing.
Hey man, let's break
Mr. 2-3, now I always stay on my shine. Everybody did think that I was gon' keep coming on and wind your mind. Take your mind back. Just like taking it back, winding your clock back, winding your watch back. Yeah, this is Word is Born Records, excellent picture. All y'all out there getting ready, know how we getting ready, hit ya. Moving through, getting ready, make y'all feel like, yeah, we mix you out. All y'all out there like, look, it's a bird, it's a plane in the sky. No, it's the Zero Squad coming out from way by far. Mr. MR.239 coming in with a force steel mind. Yo, when I keep messing my moves, everybody didn't understand. Yeah, call me Cosmic Funk, come back in 2006. From nothing, 239 something. Now y'all got to listen to that the way I be pumping. When I be bringing my style in, everybody start bumping. Get their head move around, everybody put their thumbs up in the air like they wanna run. This is what we giving. Hitting you with a 7-8 feeling. This is what we giving. With a
87, yeah, what's up, baby? Yeah, he been sent from heaven. And there's so many women looking for a man from heaven. What's with it going with the heaven saying? Everybody wanna hit heaven scene. Yeah, they know far we always been. In the spot to get the party locked. That means we have it on lock. It's always been a house party. Because everybody wanna come around. They just wanna start bumping, bumping their lips. Yeah, they got a party seat. Yeah, that's nothing but a doubt. But the people just said that we wasn't gonna mount to nothing. Let them know that the zero spot we always been coming in. No, we just let it storm in. Just like it's something that just went dormant. Like the volcano, no, they gonna see it all just go around. No, we ain't wrapped the chain around them now. About to suffocate them with the music, and they gonna see the 87.
This is what we giving, and you with 70 feeling. This is what we giving, and you with 70 feeling.
This is what we giving, Mr. MR.239. It's a bad tomorrow town, the way I used to be getting it busy and getting it in. Whatever they wanna call it, it was the same as working. While a lot of people out there didn't understand the way I've been going on and stay punctual with everything that I do. I had to stay on point. All y'all out there know when I come with a tool. This is what I'm getting ready to do. Make everybody sit back and then they say they wanna move. Move around, everybody moving around. So much sweat in the city, they got stains on the back of their pants. Yeah, sweat stains. All the women out there chewing their hips stains. All y'all out there didn't understand when it's time for the zero squad. Yeah, we circle with circle. Yeah, we taking your energy and leaving your drain. Everybody know we popping out so much energy. Everybody instead of drinking alcohol, they ain't drinking nothing but a whole bunch of propellant. Drinking up the energy drink to fuel the zero squad when we come in. Yeah, we give y'all a good taste. See, it's all like a good taste of the same. This is what we giving, giving you 70 feeling. This is what we giving, giving you 70 feeling.
Catch a punch, knock your head backwards just like never comes you, life just becomes her. That's when the movies were made, when all the music people making the fame. Then the people just wanna go and use everything that the people just wanted to say. This is gonna make you go insane. What you used to look at, what you take in the brain. But there's so many people don't know how to think when it comes to rocking the masterpiece. That means it's always masterpiece, a piece that beat just keep coming around. In the piece, just wanna hear all the sound that you got this moment now. Yeah, they know the zero squad, we always coming in. And if anybody gonna come with a diss, well, guess what, we just made a list. Put a better list if they wanna come in with a diss. They just wanna go and say it's a script. Don't forget them, I'm just gonna grip everything that you said that you was gonna take the grip. Don't take the whip of the zero squad, give us that.
This is what we giving, and you with 70 feeling. This is what we giving, and you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, and you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, and you with a 70 feeling. If it's proof in the place in the building, they gon' start coming off and they gon' be flapping. Going off to the space and going through a whole bunch of planetarium. This is what we giving, and you with a 70 feeling. The roof is flying off the place and it's going across the galaxy and everybody's doing. This is what we giving, we hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving.
I don't know what's happening, dude.
Too late to cry now. Feel our greatness. Too late to cry now. Won't you feel our greatness? Too late to cry now. Feel our greatness. Too late to cry now. You need to feel our greatness. Too late to cry now. Feel our greatness. Too late to cry now. Won't you feel my greatness?
1979, my mother, father almost try to erase my existence. 2010, women try to drain my investment. And then now at the age of 33 and a half years old, a woman wanna give me a kiss to the side of the face. And yo, but didn't think about that when I was greeting them with all my investments. Times that I was trying to do and give my best to do everything to present my greatness. A lot of people thought I was faking, and now they getting ready to feel what I'm getting ready to bring to y'all. Don't, if y'all don't understand what we getting ready to let y'all know, when it's time for us to get ready to get exposed,
already know how it goes. Feel our greatness. Too late to cry now. You need to feel everybody just wanna say, am I pacing? No, I gotta keep going, cause my life is not stone. They say that means your chapter always on prep. It's always a gift to always see you rhyming to your brain just go when you feel like you ain't gonna collapse. But everybody just wanted to see me die, wanted to see me kill myself. Didn't just get on a flyer, no, it wasn't getting on a flyer. They say you could never go higher than the end of the greatness. So many women, they got impatient, they lost me. Now they say they wish they had me, but it don't matter because I'ma keep going with the greatness. Who's stopping it?
Try to tell them so many times back in the past that I knew everything I was doing and I wasn't lying about everything that I knew how to pass. Everything that I did that mattered to my craft. I learned how to master my craft at the age of 2 and 3 and 4 years old. Times that my older brother used to come home and tell me that I had to take care of my little sister and my brother and help my mama pay the bills around the room. So all y'all out there don't understand what I'm getting ready to bring to you, giving you all nothing but the truth. And so y'all out there feeling like y'all want to go out, go and shoot. Don't understand about the greatness of the Zero Squad. We're the type of ones that's been doing this while y'all been sitting around, ain't been doing squat. All y'all out there was running your mouth about the WIB or the Zero Squad.
Feel our greatness now. Too late to cry now. Won't you feel our greatness? Too late to cry now. Feel our greatness.
One look.
Shall not fear no man but God.
Yeah, man, y'all should have felt greatness from the beginning, y'all, man. Becoming my friend on Facebook in 2010. Feel worth for a record. Great!
Glad you made it!
Good, okay.
Leave a leaking like holes in the water bed. Leave a dead, let them get
Gun smoke looking like a boss. We ain't gon' stop anybody to push it like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got convicted. Death was the penalty, fresh to pieces. Every time I fit, chop the pieces. Phone so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my mother money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my mother image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Nothing but sweethearts all around. Beautiful women. All different shades, colors, and ethnics and groups. Looking so lovely and gorgeous. Always done up. You the reason that the sun come up. Queen, you look gorgeous. Knock me off my feet when you walk in by my office. I step cautious. I don't wanna walk shit. Try to knock you up with none of that dog shit. Peace, queen. My name is Dad Wu. I don't know you, but I always see you coming through. I took time out to tell you that you're beautiful. And could we do a lunch if it sounds suitable? If that's cool, then tomorrow, 12:02. Now everything's set for the rendezvous. She gave me a map like my man Rondo. Pretty long hair, her name Rapunzel. She cooks curry shrimp and she loves kung fu. Good with the grind and the mind is strong too. She feeling me back, now what I'm gonna do? I don't wanna tell her that I want you. But you can flaunt me while I flaunt you. Long as everything is real and we stay true. We don't gotta stay together every day, boo. When it's our time, nothing could replace you.
What up, Mario? I know you've been sweating, Mr. Two. The way I always been doing. When I represent the WIP and Drew. And I represent it with the Woo. Yeah, I woke her up. Yo, she was his name. The nickname was Sleeping Beauty. You got a mute from Mr. Two, and I woke you up quickly from out of your sleep. Yo, compared to see a beautiful queen like this, man, got me sometimes feeling like my mind wanna go into the day. And so I hurry up and tap her on the shoulder and say, by the way, mom, what's your name?
She said her name Dean.
She said, you can call me Dean. I said, Dean, what that mean? She said, I've been known to be delicious. What you mean delicious? Perhaps Mr. 239 is always caught up in the antics of this. Try to figure out why this mother got me feeling like this. Got me in a zone, like I wanna stop and ask her about her algebra, what she owns.
Like, what
and she's passing to me as I pass it off to her. Say, yo, you can catch me at the WIBS company. She said, what does that mean? I said, word is born, record studios. That's where I always stand and where I be. She was like, oh, well, I'ma check you out and see what it's about. I said, ma, is that really what you're thinking about from out the top of your mouth? Or is you just speaking something from the top of your head just to keep me quiet and just to get me out of your face quick? She said, nah, it ain't like that. I said, well, man, the only reason I'm feeling like this, man, is because my ex-wife left me and I'm practicing chastity.
Yeah, what up, what up, what up with everybody, man? You just come down to the last minute of this show. And I want to go into talking about a subject right now, man. Well, everybody don't know what made me and my cousin famous, which was on this line earlier with me. Here's a story about me and him. Me and him both was in comas before. Like, he actually died and was dead in a coma. Nah, I mean, it's 2007. It happened to him. Nah, I mean, it was during the time that he was in school and stuff. You know what I mean? And then, with me, I went in a coma in 2004. And, my main reason I went in a coma is due to stress and, you know what I mean, just a lot of stress on me, man, you know what I mean, and like, it was during the time I had just finished my album, and plus I had been working, and putting the album together, so I was working a regular, it was 9 to 5, and, you know what I'm saying? And I was going to the lab working on an album, you know what I mean? Going to the studio, you know, laying down, putting the album together. And stressed out of that coma, I got in front of Monroe Mall, Monroe, North Carolina it is. And I was out there letting people, you know what I mean, hear my music for free. And they just started giving me money. And some of them were saying like, well, pretty much everybody that caught my joint, they was like, why it ain't in music land right here? And it's mall right now. I was like, man, I'm an old school hip hop artist from here, you know what I mean? I ain't even really grew up like that, you know? Just out here letting everybody know about me, promoting my name, you know, promoting my little joint or whatever. And that continued going on, man, for mad years, man. I mean, my album, which I'm gonna call the album, it got me my DVD. That's when I got my first television spot with Ed Tyson from Deadly Venom, you know what I mean? I was up in Greensboro and I seen her joint flash over the television. And so I hollered, I hit her up and she was like, yeah, you wanna come down to the studio and you know what song you wanna perform? And so I already had together what song I was gonna perform, which was Move Your Feet, which y'all can go check that joint out on Spotify. This is 239 Blast 37. That was the first single that I put out that went worldwide. My hard hitter, you know what I mean? Which the tourists want me to perform that joint now, you know what I mean? And I can perform it explicit or commercialized. You know what I mean? Whatever one it is, you know what I mean? And so like, basically, man, you know, so with me doing my venture, I did my venture before me and my cousin even connected. You know what I mean? These was moves I was making before the Zero Squad even formed. Before I even was, you know what I mean, doing tours or anything like that. I was doing independent stuff on my own. Like, I was getting my gigs on my own. I performed at Alexander Devereaux's on my own. I got on television on my own. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was kind of, I made moves kind of like the RZA did with like the RZA and the GZA did before they formed Wu-Tang. You know what I mean? I made moves solo before I even formed the group. You know what I'm saying? And then this was something that happened, like, actually, everybody probably recognize and know about the Zero Squad. It came out in 1998. Well, see, my 1998 boost was what boosted me to go for my solo career, where everybody don't know. That's what literally boosted me to actually do my stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I was, like, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? I remember I was, like, about 18 years old, actually going on 19. And I was a wild teenager, man. Like, pretty much the career that I had started back in 1998, the reason I even started doing that career is because I was staying in Detroit, Michigan. What people don't know, as I was speaking earlier, and I was a wild 17-year-old, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Man, there's so much stuff occurred during that time. During that time, if I can recall, I mean, I was a wild teenager, man. I wasn't, these teenagers think they was wild. No, I was wild. You know what I'm saying? Back when I was in my 17s and 16s and 15s, the whole nine, you know what I mean? So, actually, what everybody don't understand, music became a savior to me. Because God and music ran neck to neck with me in my life. If you seen me with a tablet writing rhymes, you seen a Bible by me. You know what I'm saying? I always kept that with me, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Even through the time that I got banded from high school. And you know what I'm saying? Like, so what everybody needs to understand, when my cousin get over there, and you know what I mean, that guy was in a coma during the time when he was in school, because he, you know what, it's sad to say, but I like to share his story, his little testimony, man. And he'll probably share it tomorrow if he come back on here tomorrow. But my cousin was a heavy alcohol drinker, you know what I'm saying? And, like, it wasn't like that, but he had saved up to get this car. And it was during the time he was in school and stuff. And so somebody ended up selling the car, I think. So he ended up taking all the money he had and spending it on all this alcohol. And during the time, he had a girlfriend. And I like sharing his story, man, because it was heavy. He had a girlfriend, if I can get this correct. I think she cheated on him or something, but she didn't want to be with him. One of these two. But it messed with him so bad that it was in a time he was in school. This man drank all this alcohol and, like, got alcohol poisoning and got in a bad coma. And he was gone for, I can't remember how long. He'll tell everybody the story. But to make a long story short, he did all of this over a female. And he died over a female. He actually made songs about it when we first started. We linked up. And what got me to link up with, got me wanting him to link up with me is because I like sharing the story about why this man is so important and why I let him freestyle on the radio show earlier when I was eating my little food or whatever. Because if it wasn't for that man that y'all heard on here earlier, man, my brother wouldn't have been living. That's my oldest brother, it is. My oldest half-brother wouldn't have been living, man, because, like, he stopped me from murdering my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put a box cutter in my brother's throat back in, what it was, I can't remember this time, man. Yeah, I know it was during the time I was a wild shorty, man. I think I had to be about like 19 years old. And I was still the man of the house of my mom's house. And my mom was in there. Everybody was in there. His mom was in there. Because his mom and my mom were identical twins. And he was young, man. That dude was like he wasn't even quite up in my age yet. I think he had to be about like 15 years old. But he came from a Purple Heart soldier and stuff. And like, nobody in my auntie house could stop me from being on the urge to kill my brother. I had the box cutter in his throat and everything, man. And my cousin that was on here tonight, man, his father couldn't even stop it. And his father was a Purple Heart soldier. His father's like, came in and seen it, and like they were standing in like a VA house and stuff, and you know what I mean? And so, like, his father went back in the room and was like, Snap was like, you know, you can't be doing this. You know what I mean? I don't want nobody in my house, you know what I'm saying? And like, my mom and my aunt was like, Keno, you and him were brothers. Y'all came from the same mother, and I wasn't hearing nothing. It was kind of like that Tupac Juice movie when Bishop Witch started tripping and wanted to start killing off all his friends and all that. Well, I was that same way, getting ready to murk my own brother. You know what I'm saying? And my cousin comes out. He like, Keno. He like, it ain't worth it, man. You're doing all this stuff with music, man. Because by then, I had wrote all this music back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying? I had wrote a lot of music, man. Because all my life pertained to, like, writing music. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, and like, it's like, you know what I mean? And music been a big part of my life, you know what I mean? And so, like, he was like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And mind you, this older brother took steroids. He was a football player in high school. He was all built big, muscular. Man, I was a slim dude, you know what I'm saying? Still is, but I'm kind of, you know, athletic build now, you know what I mean? And it's like, he was like, Keno, it ain't worth it. You know, you said, you know what I mean? And with him talking to me, telling me that, I don't know, it's like, he was like 15 years old, you know what I'm saying? He convinced me to put a box cutter away from my brother's throat, close it up, put it back in my pocket, and I told my oldest brother, I said, if you want to spill me when I go out, turn my back and go out the door. If not, you will be a CPH, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I was a rough teenager back in the day, you know what I mean? I'm like, people don't get it. I'm like, when you hear this rhyming skill that I got, believe it's not an act, this is real. And I've been rhyming like this day since I've been in my teens, you know what I mean? But, like, that's why I thought highly of that man and putting him under my wing when I decided. And like, he's been doing music with me ever since before I even, you know, like when I had came from my solo venture and I had came with my album. And, you know what I mean, he believed in my movement, what I was doing. You know what I mean, before I even had Word Is Born Record Studios, you know what I mean, when Word Is Born Records was just on a tablet, on a notebook piece of paper, you know what I mean, and then